Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
Either way, let me get back to the cost in Bewley's of a hot coffee and a bun. So how much is too much for a hot chocolate? Or should I say hot chocolate and a bun? 7 quid, 8 quid? How about 16 euro? Well, that's how much TD Paul Murphy was charged in Bewley's on Grafton Street. And he was outraged. I'm sure he had the money. Now, we did get on to Mr. Murphy, but he hasn't got back to us yet, so hopefully he will come on to us. Anyway, Mr. Murphy told the Irish Mirror last night that the prices are unacceptable, saying it was scandalous to charge such prices. But at the end of the day, if you go to a place to eat and you see the price before you sit down, more fool you, is my argument. But other people say no. No, that's not, we should not allow this in society. Like, it's not like Bewley's is the Ritz or anything like that. Don't get me wrong, it's a nice place, but it's not the Ritz. It's not high tea in the Shelburne, you know what I mean? And if you agree to a ridiculous price, say for a haircut, for example, surely it's just up to yourself. You have yourself to blame. Now, our own Trina Mara, by the way, yesterday decided... Actually, is she out there? Is Trina out? Trina, pick up that mic there beside Jane, if you can. Our own Trina Mara yesterday, for example, decided she would get her jacket. Oh, she's on her way into me. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Trina. There you go. Yeah. So you decided yesterday, Trina.
Yeah.
To get your jacket fixed.
So I've been wearing, you know, the big winter puffy jackets, right?
And okay.
I noticed yesterday when I was leaving work, I had a little rip underneath the arm.
Yeah.
So
didn't too many stretches, were you? Lunges.
And it was the material wasn't ripped. The stitching had come out a little bit.
Yeah, and it was just a puffy nylon jacket. Yeah.
You know, easy, easy fix. And I just thought, I was happy to be walking past a place and...
That does alterations.
That does all that. Now, we're not talking a fancy place, right? We're just talking...
It wasn't like an Invisible Mend or something you got or anything like that. No.
We're talking in like a very small down an alleyway place. And I said to your woman, is there any chance you could put a quick stitch into that for me? Yeah, no bother. It literally took her, I am not joking, about 5 seconds to do it.
Like just...
Done. Guess how much you charged me?
Fiver.
20 euro.
Trina, get out of the studio.
20 euro.
Get out. And did you pay her?
I'm so angry at myself for paying it.
Should the jacket
probably... I'm so embarrassed.
No disrespect to your jacket, right? I see it hanging on your chair.
It's a 40 quid jacket.
You could have bought another one.
I know.
Trina.
Disgusted with myself for paying it.
Did you not argue? Did you not hackle with her or heggle with her?
Or
haggle,
sorry, is the word. I was mortified.
Did you not say that? Give you 10 or like?
I was mortified and I came outside and rang my friend and gave out instead.
And then give out to all of us today, yeah, man, as well. All right, Trina, thank you very much. See, you know what I mean? Now, and there's part of me who thinks, yes, I agree with Paul Murphy. It is a scandalous price. And I don't want to focus this just on Bewley's, right? I want to focus it on everything then, the prices we pay for things. But if you're stupid enough to pay £16, Paul Murphy, for a bun and a hot chocolate, well, more the fool you. That's just my thinking on it. But now, I could be wrong. If you want to text us or WhatsApp us, the number's 087-188-0008. Are we living in a rip-off society where this has just become the norm? Or are people just not bothering to shop around? Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. Do you have sympathy for anybody who feels ripped off when they knew the price before they paid for it? Now, in fairness to Trina, she didn't really know the price before she paid it, but she could have haggled. Jack, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Jack?
How you doing, Niall? Well,
good, Jack. I mean, what do you make of people who complain about prices afterwards? I mean, do you have sympathy?
Okay, well, no, I don't. What happened with Paul Murphy, if he knew the prices, he knew the prices. Just don't go in. If other people are willing to spend the money to go into Bewley's and pay those prices, let them do it. I personally wouldn't. I would have looked at the prices before I did. Even like Trina's scenario, look, everyone gets caught out from time to time, but I'm sorry, I would have asked the price in advance.
Now, we did get a statement, by the way, from Bewley's, and the spokesperson said, our table-served Bewley's hot chocolate is a much-loved favourite at the cafe, which uses the finest quality fair trade cocoa beans. And you could probably buy it in Tesco's for 10 for a fiver. Anyway, it is served on a handmade board, along with 3 pots containing marshmallows, chocolate curls and whipped creams, so as customers can create their perfect hot chocolate experience. Oh, it's not a drink anymore, it's now an experience. All right, okay.
Yeah.
The cafe is Ireland's website also boasts about the special experience in store for customers who visit the flagship store.
I'll be honest with you, I don't like the place. I think it's very pretentious, so I wouldn't have gone in the first place.
For the experience. Would you not go in for the experience? No.
I wouldn't, I, you know what. No, definitely not. It's just, to me, look, I mean, if the guy was caught out, or if he was meeting someone there and he was too embarrassed to say, listen, I don't want to pay 16 quid, that's his problem. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But don't come on and don't start paying, don't start complaining afterwards.
Ah, but he's a socialist. That's what he does.
Look, I know. If he's not complaining, he's not. He's well off. That's just the way he is.
Yeah.
But the issues that I have with it, and part of what your question was, is it a rip-off Ireland? Certainly for things like that, yes. And the biggest problem with it is, I do have a reasonably long time ago history in the tourist trade.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? Yeah,
and for tourists coming into the country and seeing things like that, or going into town and paying over €6 now for a pint of Guinness. Now, thankfully, I'm not a big drinker. I probably haven't had a pint of Guinness in 2 years. But, I mean, those sort of prices...
I get you. Tourists can get caught out by thinking it's the norm. And then that's not good for tourism, because they go back home and they tell their mates, oh, don't go to Ireland, it's a rip-off. I paid 16 quid for a chocolate and bun.
and that's a big issue that I have. And again, look, admittedly, if the tourist is walking around, and let's be honest, I know from experience, if I'm in cities, I will do it on a budget. And I would certainly be looking at the prices before I would go in. And if I was a tourist, I wouldn't know the history of Bewley, so I wouldn't have any real draw to go or want to go into the place anyway.
But there is a level of hypocrisy. Don't get me wrong. I'll be the first to give out about the price of diesel and fuel and necessary goods that we have to buy that we can't get any cheaper, right? So I'm the first one to give out about the cost of living. But when I see somebody coming out of Starbucks after paying, you know, 5 or 6 quid for a latte, and then they're whining about the cost of living and they've no money, I'm saying, well, hold on. You know, you could have just gone into your own canteen and work and filled your cup up with coffee for 40 pence. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. 100%. I had a conversation yesterday with a guy, and we were only talking about something similar. It was about the funding for the air helicopter in the Cork region or the South region. And he said, people can't afford to be given things like that now. And I just said to him, how many pints did you have on Friday night in the pub? And he said, well, I probably had 6 or 7. And I said, well, if you had 5 or 6, then give them the other 5.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right,
you know,
yeah.
So,
yeah, you could have gone to the off-license and saved yourself a fortune.
Absolutely.
Stay there for a second, because Martin, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Martin?
Not too bad now.
Good. Martin, I mean, realistically, do you have any sympathy? And I don't want to talk about just Bewley's, because there is other situations in Ireland where you get completely ripped off. But, I mean, do you have any sympathy for people who get ripped off?
Not really, in the sense that, you know, I worked in London for 10 years, and I'm in and out of Dublin quite a bit as well. And you just steer clear of what I would call the main streets, you know. I mean, when working in London, you wouldn't go to any of the iconic places that you know you're going to be paying a high price for. So, I mean, what the hell he was doing in Bewley's, thinking he was going to get a bargain.
I'm sure there's a sign outside Bewley's, socialists welcome.
Like that, you know? You know, so I have no sympathy. I mean, you know, and then, of course, you know, these days they'll throw anything in a coffee to up the price, you know, so...
I mean, don't get me wrong, I see the statement they gave us, and the statement, should I say, that they gave the press as well, saying it's not just a hot chocolate, it's an experience. I'm sure it is, as you're handing over the money. That's an experience in itself. But in saying that, the argument is, you know, if you know how much it is, the same way as if I go to the Shelbourne and I will go for tea in the afternoon, I know it's not going to be cheap. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'd be far cheaper, you know, just going to the local cafe and getting a cup of tea. But in saying that, you're going to the Shelbourne. Yeah. You're going to Bewley's.
I mean, the other thing to think about is the fact that, you know, just think about how much Bewley's are paying for that location and how much they're paying Dublin Corporation for the privilege, you know. And of course, the cost of your coffee is going to the bandits in Dublin Corporation, you know.
Yeah, but are we too quick to, are we too easy to rip off? I mean, I only recently mentioned that, you know, I was in, you know, Burger King, or is it King Burger? Burger King. And I was getting me nuggets. I always get me nuggets when I'm driving in the car, right? I find them nice to just munch on in the car, right? So they had gone from 4.60 up to €5. I remember asking one of the staff, I said, why have they gone up? And he said, the war in Ukraine. I said, you're having a laugh. Aren't you? The war in Ukraine. I said, so they put them up like 40 pence. So it is a case of just putting them up because they can.
I mean, we have had a sort of a weird situation with the prices across the board with fuel and all the rest of it. So I can see there's a bit of a spike on the go because of, the inflationary spike because of supply chains being crippled after the pandemic and things like that. So that's always going to put pressure on.
Yeah.
But again, it comes down to if you want a cup of coffee. I mean, I'm buying coffee in petrol stations and God knows where every day of the week. And, you know, I'm when you're going to get a cup of brown water, you know, that's in one or two garages that don't do the branded coffees, you know.
The insomnia is usually what you get in the spars, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, you're gonna get something half decent, you know. So, I've been in hotels in
but I'm not. I'm, yeah, but Martin, I'm not a coffee drinker, so I wouldn't know. So when you buy, a branded coffee, let's say Insomnia, in a spar shop, right?
Mm.
How much is that? How much does that cost?
I don't know. It's going to vary between sort of like $2.50 and $3.50.
Okay, so what's the difference between that coffee and the coffee that I have in the canteen here? Because I don't drink coffee. The coffee I have in the canteen here in the
Well, you're probably
station.
Better off with the coffee in the canteen if it's coming out of a jar. That's for sure, you know?
Well, then why pay it?
Hmm?
Well, then why do people pay $2.50 or £3 or £5 for Starbucks lattes? And why are they, why is it just cool or something?
Yeah, I wouldn't buy coffee from sort of Starbucks or, you know, in particular anyway.
Mm.
But if I'm out on the road and I need a coffee to keep myself awake, you know, a service station, you know, some service stations I wouldn't touch because the coffee's just brown water. I mean, some. Like you say, insomnia is not too bad, but if you're buying it a key outlet, you know, you are going to be paying.
Well, I don't think insomnia is quite as expensive as Starbucks, but they're still a little bit more expensive than the average cup of coffee. Yeah. By the way, in relation to what Jack was saying there a few minutes ago, do you have any sympathy, not just for Paul Murphy, by the way, but do you have any sympathy for people who pay over the odds for something and they feel ripped off? Martin, do you have sympathy?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
No, I don't, because at the end of the day, the prices are up on the board there, you know?
Yeah.
Just check and see. I mean, if I see a barista machine or something like that, I go, right, okay, I know I'm going to be paying over the odds here, you know, especially if you're going for all the other bits and pieces that go with it, and I don't. I just want an ordinary Americano.
I'm looking at some of the prices people are sending me in here. £11 for a tea and toast in Galway. They didn't say where. £250 for a haircut with a colour. You women, I swear to God. £250 for a colour. No. I mean, the two tubes of colour probably cost about £20. Now, and I understand you're taking up the time of the, you know, the stylist who's doing your hair, the colour technician or whatever it is, and Peter Mark or whatever it happens to be. But that kind of price, I don't know where they're paying that kind of price.
Yeah,
but that's bonkers.
There's two things going with at the moment with Ireland is that you can't expect the sort of basic prices that you would get in a larger country because, you know, number one, a lot of it's imported stuff that you're having to sell on. Second to that, you haven't really got the critical mass behind the country to actually buying bulk and quantity on anything.
Yeah, but I have little sympathy for somebody who says to me, oh, I pay £250 to get me hair coloured. You know, because firstly, that's about vanity more than anything else, right? If you really want to, there's loads of box colours you can buy off the shelves for £7 or £8. They're probably not as good. You're not an expert at doing it, but take 45 minutes, stick them in your hair, leave them and do them yourself. I speak to the girls here all the time. They're always experimenting with their hairs. They do their own hairs. They wouldn't pay £250 to get it done. So if you're paying £250, well, I have no sympathy.
No, yeah. I mean, you are paying for whatever
Jack probably pays to get his hair colour done. I don't know.
Yeah, what hair?
Yeah. I've got no hair anyway, yeah. Niall, so I wouldn't have that worry.
I have loads of hair, yeah, absolutely.
What's the stuff the lads used to use years ago? Grecian 2000, was
it?
Yeah,
that's
okay. I think mine's just a tin of black emulsion. You know?
But it's funny even you mentioned about hair colouring. I mean, my wife, pre-COVID, used to get her hair coloured. And in fairness, the stylist used to actually come to the house to do it. And she charged her €50. But she worked in a hair salon, and she said, if you come in to me for the very same thing in the hair salon that I work in, she works in the hair salon 3 days a week, she said, that would have cost you €180.
Now, I do understand the disparity of the price because of to pay for heating and taxes and all that sort. But in saying that, you know, to go up nearly quadruple the price is bonkers.
It is. Absolutely. There is,
but that reflects the cost of living in Ireland.
People are in business to make money. If you have to pay out insurance, you have to pay out. It's like anything else. You know, if you get a plumber into your house and you get a guy from around the corner who has a little idea and he knows what he's doing, or if you have a guy who has to pay all of his taxes and pay for his service and pay for everything else. So a lot of it is you get what you pay for. But having said that, there is an awful lot of scamming and crap that goes on. And that's what I said. One of the first things I said to you in the very beginning there now was, you have to ask the question, how much is this going to cost me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't just accept. You don't just accept it. Okay. Well. And thanks, Martin. And thanks, Jack. Thanks, Jane. 3-1 are free for you there. Let me go to Sienna as well. Sienna, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Sienna?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
How are you doing? How are you feeling, Sienna?
Well, I'm all right.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
You know what I mean? Happy out.
Yeah, that's good.
You know what I think is a real rip-off?
Hospitals. Well, now, we had a woman on the air last year, if I remember rightly, or the year before, and they charged her, an elderly woman, she needed to take her tablets. And in the canteen in Talla Hospital, they charged her 50 pence for a glass of water to take her tablets.
It's disgraceful. It's disgraceful to charge for a sandwich. And I just, people coming up from the country, visiting people, they have to pay for the car park.
Yeah, well, that's a rip-off, isn't it? Yeah.
Say somebody, God bless, is dying and the family want to obviously stay there with them all the time. They should give them a free pass to the car park.
Of course they should.
I've never gone to Bournemouth Hospital. I go into the staff canteen and I kind of look and so, you know.
Yeah.
Staff, even though I'm not staff, they know pretty well.
Yeah.
And you get a dinner and your whole lot up there for €5 or €6.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go in, and whoever wins goes in and pays €17 for hot chocolate and a
£16 for hot chocolate and a bun.
I turn around and I say, no, thanks very much.
Do you like hot chocolate?
I don't.
No, neither do I.
I really don't.
Yeah, but T.D. Paul Murphy, he paid €16 for a hot chocolate and a bun.
Look, where is Paul Murphy?
He's a T.D. for People Before Profit. Yeah, no, people voted for him.
We paid for that.
Well, we paid for that. The taxpayers paid for that, yeah.
No, I really think hospitals and... like other.
I wonder if it went down actually as expenses. I don't know. But I mean, do you have any sympathy for people who know the price and then give out about it afterwards? Now, you were right, because in a hospital or say the airport, it's a different situation because you've no choice. You can't go anywhere else. Do you know what I mean?
You know what I think about this now? 250 or whatever it was for your woman went in and got her hair cut.
Yeah.
I think whatever she's getting a colour.
Yeah.
That bleach is sinking into her head and it's not doing her any favours.
So the bleach affects your brain, the peroxide, is it?
Because I'll tell you one thing,
Do you get your hair colour done, Sienna?
I go out and I get, if I was smart, I would pay €50 and that is giving them a tip as well.
And does the bleach affect your brain?
My fucking brain.
Oh, watch your language.
Sorry. Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
My brain just can't do that anymore. If I had to pay 200 something euro, I grew my spray paint or something like that.
Oh, right, we'll stay there for a second, Sienna. I want to go to Aaron as well. Aaron, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Aaron?
Niall, how are things?
Good. Aaron, do you have sympathy for people who feel ripped off, even though no. they knew the price before they bought it?
No, and definitely not. Not in the slightest bit. It couldn't happen to a nicer person anyway.
leave Paul alone.
Well, when it comes to any TDs, full stop, I have no sympathy whatsoever for them. Sure, look, won't they claim it back? Every single thing in expenses anyway, so it won't cost them a penny.
Now, the one thing I will say is what Jack said earlier on. It's when you have tourists coming from Ireland and they might pop into Bewley's or they might pop into Starbucks.
Get left, right and centre.
Yeah,
no
but they go home with a sour taste in their mouth and tell all their mates Ireland is very expensive.
They do, but they wouldn't be lying, would they? Unfortunately, that's down to our own government.
But they are lying a bit because there are nice little cafes that you wouldn't pay 16 quid for a hot chocolate.
There's loads. The family-run businesses, the smaller businesses,
yeah,
they don't rip you off at all. They love to see you coming in. They look after you. They're actually unbelievable service. They're very friendly. They're lovely, lovely people. And they're the ones you want to be going into. They give them the business. You don't want to be going into these fancy places at all whatsoever. They don't give two shites whether you come into the place or not.
Do you accept, by the way, according to Bewley's in the statement that we got, it is served on a handmade board?
Ah, yeah. Was it made of gold or something?
But it's not like you get to keep the board, by the way. Along with three pots.
The board would want to be edible as well.
Along with three pots containing marshmallows, chocolate curls and whipped cream, so the customers can create their perfect hot chocolate experience.
Amazing cream, was it?
Sorry, Sienna.
You kept that in the pound shop.
Sure, come here. Now, there's loads of examples. Like I was in a shop the other day and I was listening to a woman complaining about the price of milk and bread and the normal necessities and all this. But yet the same woman was able to go up to the deli counter and order a roll or a sandwich, whatever it is. Like, you'll pay a slice pan, give or take about €2, €2.10, whatever it is. Mm. The milk is in around the same. Right, so you're talking about €4 or €4.20. But yet they're able to go down to the deli 2 seconds later, order themselves a breakfast roll, a chicken roll, whatever it is, and pay over €5 or €6 for it. Like if you get a loaf of bread, if you get a packet of ham, you know...
You make your own a lot cheaper.
You make your own. That'll last you a few days. And yeah, that's yourselves and a couple of kids.
I've no problem people giving out about the price of things like diesel or necessities and the price of oil or gas or electricity or things that they need in life. Yeah. I mean, they should be a reasonable price. We should have a reasonable price to live, right? But when you're talking about the luxuries of life, I have very little sympathy.
I don't either. Look, you live in your means. It's that simple.
Have you ever been ripped off, Aaron? Have you ever walked out of somewhere and went, Jesus, what did I pay that for?
I don't know. I'd have to think back, but I can't think offhand. Maybe once or twice, but it's like this. You'll only get stung once. Do you know? There's some places you go into, Niall, and there isn't any prices up. Do you know, you look at all the buns, the cakes, there's some places, they don't have prices on them whatsoever. And if there is, it's on the back counter and it's in very, very small writing. Mm. Do you know, look, I suppose I probably did get caught once or twice over the years, but saying that, I look at it and go, all right, fair enough, I won't be back. It's that simple, and I pay by not going back. Hmm. You know, and that's the way I look at it.
So you won't shed a tear for Paul Murphy later on?
Not in the slightest bit. No.
You'll shed a tear for other reasons, but not for this.
Normal people, you know, as you pointed out, especially you have tourists coming in. Yes, of course, you'd feel sorry for them. You know, they're getting caught red rotten.
Yeah.
You know, that's not nice. You don't want to, you, especially them people coming in, spending God knows how much amount of money, and they're going back to their own country, as you pointed out, and being very unhappy about it. And as you said, word of mouth goes round, they won't be back again, they won't be spending, they'll be going to other countries, which are a lot cheaper.
Yeah. And by the way, it does affect tourism, because I know the last time I went to New York, to Manhattan, I vowed I would never go back again. Now, don't get me wrong, I lived in New York many, many years ago, for 8 months when I was young. But in saying that, I would never, ever go back there, because it's a complete rip-off.
Yeah.
I mean, an absolute rip-off. You can't, any other state in America or any other part of America, even outside of Manhattan, if you go into New York, if you go into the Bronx or anywhere, or to Brooklyn or wherever it is, it's a quarter of the price.
Yeah, but look, there's plenty of countries out there, you know. I've been into a lot of different countries, mainly in Europe. I haven't been to America, but a lot of countries in Europe. I was in Budapest, Prague, you name it, and beautiful, beautiful cities. Budapest especially was my favourite, and I have to say, for a capital city, you know, very, very reasonable, very reasonable, easy to get around. People were lovely, food was beautiful, you know, and a beautiful city on top of that. But you know,
okay, okay. Well, listen, I'm running out of time. I need to go to Sally as well. A second, Sally, wait for me there. I've got a quick voice memo here that I want to play just in relation to what I was just talking about there a second ago as well.
Niall, how are you doing? Make the taxi man here. Niall, 16 quid for a coffee or a hot chocolate and a bone. Really, Mac. Must be a cake she's getting. Must be a cake, a full cake or something, but couldn't be. It couldn't be that price.
It is.
Surely to God, there has to be an exaggeration somewhere.
No, that's the price.
Well, pop into your Circle K's, you get a Bewley's coffee or a Bewley's hot chocolate. You get a little donut or a little cake for about $4.50. It's a no-brainer, but 16 quid?
Yeah.
My God, must have plenty of money, Noel. But the politicians, they do, don't they?
That's your money.
So, hi, my name is Sue. I'm just back from New York. And the price of food is ridiculous over there. My daughter felt like a bit of mashed potato, and so got her a bowl of mashed potato. That's how it was served, and we got the bill. It was $16 for the mashed potato.
Yep.
And was nothing to write home about. It was just your average mashed potato.
Yep.
And then they had the nerve to ask to be tipped at the end of it as well. So I'll never complain about the price of anything in Ireland again. It was ridiculous over there.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. And that mashed potato you probably would have bought in Tesco's. You know, the one you buy in the little tray where you can heat it up in the microwave. You'd have bought it for £2, if even that. Let me go to Sally as well. Sally, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Sally?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Sally, I mean, are people right to be complaining when they're kind of ripped off? Now, I'm not talking about general things that we all pay too much money for, but, you know, individual things. Are they right, or is it just more fool you?
Yeah, I think people should take responsibility. You look at a board, all the boards, the prices are there. If you don't like the price, then you go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's tourists, that's people locally. People can charge what they want in a shop. It's up to them.
It's a free market, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you don't want to pay it, you don't go in. If they lose customers, that's their problem.
But in saying that, there is an argument. I know we're having a bit of a chuckle at it today, you know, because Paul Murphy paid 16 quid for it and he's a socialist. But there is an argument that it does discourage tourism. That girl who was just on that message,
yeah.
And me myself, I would never go back to Manhattan again, and nor will she, because she's had that experience of being ripped off. Now, there was probably places in Manhattan or in New York or other parts which are a lot cheaper. But you get a sour taste in your mouth when you're ripped off as a tourist, and you tell your mates, and you'll tell 10 more people that Dublin is a rip-off if you go away. And, you know, and we lose tourism because of it.
I agree, yeah. And I've been listening to it while I was holding on there. And yes, that's a really big point. And I remember I used to live in Scotland for years, and my friends would go over to Dublin, like, they're not going back there. And the price of a pint was probably £3 or
at the time, yeah.
It wasn't at the time, and it was half the price. So they're like, they were complaining then.
Yeah.
That's a city in Dublin, and
yeah.
It's a city in London, it's a city in New York. I mean, everybody knows that most cities are more expensive. I went to New York and I wanted a lemonade. And he told me how much it was, and I said, oh, I'll just have a glass of water. And that was actually more expensive.
Big Hits Radio. All right, let me go to Patrick. Patrick, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Patrick?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, you wanted to clarify something or clear something up, because somebody had sent in a text earlier on to say they paid 250 quid for a colour and a cut in a hairdresser's, right? Or a salon, should I say. And then somebody else said that the girl used to come to their house, do it for 50 quid, but she said if you came to the salon, it'd be 180. Now, I could justify extra money or maybe double the price because you have to pay your heating and your staff and your rates and your rent and everything else. But can you justify quadruple the price?
Well, okay, well, I suppose for the 250 euro, like, that's probably the top end, all right, but it could be particularly long, extra thick. There could have been toners, there could have been treatments, there could have been an assortment of things going on there. But for something like a standard highlights and cut in our place would be 185 euro. And that would be, you know, for a big head of hair.
Right. Now, let's break down the 185 euro. How many tubes of colour would you need for, say, somebody who had maybe, you know, I don't know, 16, 17 inch hair or whatever? How many tubes of colour would you need?
Well, you know, for highlights, you're talking about it's a pre-lightener, and there's a vial that goes into it, a kind of a
peroxide,
mixture,
and then
you have a toner color then afterwards, so there'd be a couple of tubes there. But the biggest cost, really, I suppose, is the labor, to be honest, because something like that can take 2 to 3 hours.
How much does a stylist earn, or a colour technician, I suppose, isn't it? That's what they're referred to as. How much would they earn an hour on average?
Well, I suppose it does vary on experience, etc. But, you know, including taxes, you wouldn't have any change out of €20 an hour.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Because, you know, with PRSI and PAYE, and on top of that, then you have your operating costs, so rent, which is very expensive, obviously.
Depending on where you are, yeah.
And then you have rates on top of that. Electricity has, for me, it has tripled in the last 3 years, because we were actually on fixed rate contracts. So we were lucky, because it went way higher than what our fixed price was. But nonetheless, it still went 3 times higher over the last 3 years. And it's doubled from last year now.
Can you answer me? I'm sorry for cutting across your path.
No problem.
It could say €180 today to get a colour done, you know, a reasonable length hair.
Yeah.
I suppose that's down to the middle of your back somewhere. That same hair and that colour, how much would it have cost you 5 years ago? Would it have been same?
It would have been exactly the same price, if not more. I think prices have come down, actually, to be honest, because things are more expensive, and there was more competition, more salons popped up. So, like, it's a very fair price. Being honest with you, out of that €185, there's probably €20 profit for the salon after you pay everything. And that's if you're lucky. But some weeks you mightn't even make the wages if you're quiet. You know what I mean? Like some weeks, like it all depends on the time.
So what you're saying to me is you believe the 180 is justified, or certainly it's spent. Okay,
yeah.
But getting back to Ireland in general, and just your own personal view of Ireland in general, I mean, Paul Murphy is given out because he paid £16 for a hot chocolate and a bun. I don't really have very much sympathy, to be honest with you, for anybody who pays £16 for a hot chocolate and a bun. I mean, but it is a bad thing, I suppose, when it comes to tourism, isn't it?
It is, of course. But look, you find expensive and cheap places everywhere you go in the world. And it's the same as buying, you know, an item inside a cheap chain store, a jumper for €20, and you can go in and get, you know, a similar item, but it's branded inside, you know, the expensive chain store for €200. It's the same comparison. It's all about what somebody's willing to pay, the experience that they're looking for. If that bun and coffee or whatever it was €16, you can be sure it was in a fairly fancy place.
Oh, no. Well, it was Bewley's. It was Bewley's.
Okay, I wasn't sure it was.
Yeah,
but
mind you, Bewley's have defended today, and they have defended and said it's served on a handmade board. And it's not just a hot chocolate. They say it's a perfect hot chocolate experience. So it's an experience. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. And look, you look at the price list, you look at what you've got in your pocket, and you look at what, you know, you're looking to achieve at that moment and say, right, I'm willing to pay that money. And you do get what you pay for these days. You can get good value, but, you know, people are more discerning now than they ever were because they have, you know, the internet and they see all these lovely things. And
I hope you give them a coffee while they're sitting there and getting their hair done.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest, our salons are 5-star experience.
Your hair done is an experience in a moda, is it?
Oh, complete experience. From the second you walk in the door is open for you, your coat is taken, you're greeted, you're brought to your chair, it's immaculate, there isn't a hair on it, you're offered to your coffee.
Yeah, hold on for a second. Inga, sorry, are you listening to Patrick? A Moda in Cork hair salon, it's an experience, it's not just getting your hair cut, by the way.
I've experiences in every hair salon.
Wait, do you get a cup of tea or coffee in your hair salon?
I do. I get a cup of tea at least twice if I'm getting my colour done.
Oh, would you? How much do you pay to get your colour done?
Last time I paid just before Christmas, €110.
And do you have long hair?
No, it's kind of barely hitting my shoulders.
Okay, all right. But you wouldn't use as much product, I imagine. No. Yeah, it wouldn't take as long. Yeah, well, Patrick, thanks. By the way, Patrick, thanks for that, by the way. Good luck.
No worries.
Hope you remain busy there in Emode in Cork, all right?
Cheers, I love the show.
See you, thanks. And if you're going into Emode in Cork, tell Patrick we said hello. He never know. He might look after you. Inga, back to the price of coffee or the price of, should I say, a hot chocolate and a bun.
Stop. The bloody Aegis. You'd know well he wasn't paying for it. €16.
€16.
As I was saying to the lads that rang me, I would like Daniel Craig to actually serve it up to me. Or failing that, Colin Farrell can bring it and Brendan can bring the bun.
Right. For that kind of price, you would expect that kind of service.
Hot chocolate in Limerick. You'll get change out of a tenner and you'll get lovely hot chocolate. Nearly.
Oh, we've lost her. You there, Inga? Oh, she's gone.
I'm here.
Oh, there, you're there. Yeah, so where would you go for your hot chocolate?
Oh, there's a couple of nice places in town. I go to, well, don't forget I'm in Limerick, so yeah. I go to a cafe called Wildberry.
Okay.
Let me see, there's a cafe called Melt.
Right.
There's also Gloria Jean's, but they put it up by 50 cents a couple of weeks ago, so we're not impressed with that. It's
okay.
Now 4.50.
Right, okay, you're not impressed with that. And what would you get? You get a hot chocolate and a nice cake.
If I go to Gloria Jean's, it's a hot chocolate and a piece of their raspberry cake. You'd lick your fingers after it.
Oh, you can't beat a nice bit of raspberry cake.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
But the hot chocolate okay, but on its own if you get the trimming.
I've 20 seconds before the break. Inga, do you feel sorry for people who pay too much money?
Yeah, right. You don't want me to swear on the phone, do you?
No. Real people. Real opinions. Real Talk Radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.